We thank you, Lord Jesus. You're the healer. And you said, it's expedient that I go away, because when I go away, I'm going to send him. I am going to send the Holy Spirit. I will not leave you as orphans. I'll not leave you comfortless. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. You're here by your Spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we dedicate this service to well bodies, well minds, peace in your mind, free from grief and sorrows, and the joy of the Lord becoming your strength today. And Father, we give you praise and honor, and we ascribe for every word that's said and every deed that's done. We praise you and thank you. All of the glory goes to the wonderful, mighty name of Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our healer, our financier, our lives. And we thank you for being present. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Open your Bibles to the book of Acts. And we'll look at this first chapter, beginning with verse 8. Are you there? But you shall receive power, or dunamis. Now, you remember that Greek word, we get our word dynamite from that word. Explosive power, spiritual power. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and Washington, D.C. and the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, or in bright shining apparel, which also said, "You men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven?" Read it out loud. This same Jesus, this same Jesus, which is taken up from you unto heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Now turn with me to the book of Hebrews, please. The 13th chapter. Verse 7, remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their manner of life. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is still the healer. Glory to God. He is the healer. I said he is the healer. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Lord, we bless you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Elbows are being healed right now, particularly things that don't straighten out well. I take authority over inflammation in every body here, every physical body, everyone online, wherever you are. There's no time nor distance in the realm of the Spirit, but now you have to enter in. Now, there's none of us in here right now that are going to go to the kitchen and get something to eat. Now, get done with that and get in here. Get in the meeting is what I'm saying. Get in the meeting right now. Glory to God. Wherever you are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So now, he's the same. I said he's the same. He is the same. Praise God. Now, since he's the same, let's go over to the book of Exodus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. And we'll look at the 23rd chapter. And this chapter, if you take it, this verse, if you take it piecemeal, you don't get it. It doesn't come out right. So you have to start at the 20th verse instead of starting at the 23rd. So Exodus 23, 20, behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, to bring thee into the place where I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice, provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. You see that? For my name is in him. Now let's go down to the 25th verse. You shall serve the Lord your God, and your angels shall bless your bread and water, and I will take sickness from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren, or have miscarriages in your land, and the number of your days I will fulfill. And this room is full of angels right now, and they are healing angels. There's a man testified to me that he had a bad heart, and he woke up in the middle of the night, and he said, there was a man standing there that had his hands in his chest. And he said, it's all right, go on back to sleep. And he said, when he woke up, he was perfectly healed. Well, that ought to happen to you today. That ought to happen to you today. You have an angel. Amen. I don't dare get into that. I spent all morning on that, and I didn't even think of that this morning until the Lord brought it here right at this time. Now, the Lord said, do those things which are right in my sight. Keep my commandments and walk in my statutes. None of the diseases that came on Egypt will come on you, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. The same Lord in the book of Micah said, I am the Lord and I change not. So let's deal with that for a moment. What day did healing pass away? No, it didn't pass away. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. Well, if someone is going to teach and preach that healing's passed away, then God just have to change his name. Well, if we're going to move that out of the way, and there are those that do, of course not around here, but I want to settle this possibly for people that are online. He also said, I am Jehovah Shalom, your peace. Jesus said, my peace I give to you. Well, if you don't believe he's Jehovah Rapha, the healer, you don't have any right to believe that. He also said, I'm Jehovah Shalom, the banner over you. I never leave you nor forsake you. You see, what is that? It's biblical ignorance of healing. No, he's never changed. Jesus has never changed. This same Jesus, by his Spirit, is here this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, put your faith on this morning. Let's read that again. There shall nothing cast their young. There will not be any miscarriages in your land, and the number of your days I will fulfill. What did he say? You shall serve the Lord your God. Your angel will bless your bread and water. I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Why did he say that? He didn't want them sick. He said, I'll just take it away. Now, I've been reading and meditating that. Oh, this is quite some years ago. And I just left the house. We have quite a long driveway because we're right there on Eagle Mountain Lake. So we start there and get out to the road. And I was going down the driveway, and I just slammed on the brakes and shouted, I'll never be sick another day in my life again forever. He's taken sickness from the midst of me. It's gone. I will live in divine health from this time forward. Now, I was doing all right then, but it rose up in me, and like we were talking last night, my faith climaxed there that day. And what Gloria calls it, boiled over that day. Glory to God, that settled it. You know there's things you should settle?
Yes.
Forever. Yes. Certain things you just don't pray about anymore. They're just settled. Just settle it. Amen. That since that time that I told you about, when I looked at Gloria's face and I said, I got to preach, she said, I know it. It's never dawned on me from that day that I'm not called to preach. I don't pray about that. I just pray about what do I preach. I don't pray about that anymore. Amen. Now, I receive healing every day. I receive it every day. Every morning, I receive my healing. Today is my receiving day. Do you know we're one day closer to the resurrection? Amen. And one day closer to Christmas.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, we need to settle the fact that we're healed. Now, turn with me in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 53, and I'll just show you what I do every morning. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. And so, back in the day, If you saw Jesus on the street, particularly when he's 28, well, of course he'd be a good-looking man. But it wouldn't be, oh, look at him. No. No. He's just a good-looking Middle Eastern Jew. Kindest man you've ever seen and met in your life. I'm quite certain if you got a good look at his eyes, well, but oh, when that anointing came on him, he had set him apart from every human that ever existed before. When that anointing, glory to God, you are healed right now. Right this moment, the healing power is all over you. Particularly in this part of your body, right in here. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hearts are being healed. Heart difficulties are being healed. Right now, the healer's in the house. Whoa. Glory to God. So look at this now. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows. That word's also translated pain. Acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely, say surely.
Surely.
I like to say it's guaranteed. It's a surety. Surely, he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. So if there's anybody in grief, it's already been carried. Your sorrows have already been carried. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Well, you don't know. Brother Copeland, you just can't know. I mean, he just got up and left me. He just walked away from me. Well, I don't know what happened between the two of you. I'm going to dig around in your affairs a little bit. If he committed adultery, Now, you don't have to quit loving him. Or if he's a non-believer and you're a believer, the scripture says, let him go. I can't do that. Well, then you or the Bible, one is wrong. Guess who we gonna pick? If you will obey that word, when you let him go, you turn him over to Jesus.
Yes,
to fix him and bring him back.
Amen.
Amen. I had no more idea I was going to get to this. But sorrows, stop that.
Yeah. Oh,
yes. Stop it. You're a blood-washed child of God. You've been redeemed from the curse of the law. You have been redeemed from the curse of grief and sorrow. You have been redeemed. And if that's the situation, you just back off and get that grief off of you, and you isolate yourself somewhere where you can spend some time praying, and you find out exactly what you're supposed to do in this situation, whether it's woman or man. You find out what you're supposed to do in this situation, and you follow God, and don't you follow your feelings. Your feelings will get you in trouble over this. Don't you? It'll make you sick. You get all beat up over it. Fast and pray for a little while. Find out where the problem was. Now, even if it ends in divorce, you cannot move over into hate. You cannot do it. Don't you dare do that. Did you hear me? Don't you dare do that. You stay in love. You stay in love. You let the Lord work. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord forevermore. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. With his stripes we are healed. Now, the Classic Amplified, he was despised and rejected and forsaken by men, a man of sorrows and pains, acquainted with grief and sickness, and like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised. We did not appreciate his worth or have any esteem for him. Surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Glory to God. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God as if with leprosy. Now, there's a reference there of Matthew 8:17, and that's where we're headed. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities, and the chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Now, that's good news. That is good news. Now, I wrote these scriptures out on a little yellow line tablet and wrote them out by hand and just scotch taped it all together. Now, let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 8. We'll begin reading with the 14th verse. Chapter 8 and verse 14. When Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered to them. Now, in Luke 4:38, the physician said it was a great fever. So it was a deadly fever.
Yes.
Something extremely serious. And Luke recorded that he rebuked the fever. He spoke to it. But now I want you to see something here. I want you to notice Jesus. He just came to Peter's house, and his mother-in-law was sick. Now, in the book of Luke, it said they, you know, they encouraged him to pray for her. So, he did. Yes. He didn't say, well, you know, she needs to keep this for a few days. Maybe it'll teach her something. No, no. I'm telling you, the Almighty God had already set himself against sickness and disease. Way, 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 way back. It's all listed in the curse. Now, let's finish this. He touched her hand, the fever left her. She arose and ministered unto them. When evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Now that's good news. I am made whole in Jesus' name.
I am made whole in Jesus' name.
Act, praise, move, see, hear, glory to God. Straighten up, be delivered, be free, be sound. Do what you couldn't do before.
She's been dealing with chronic pain since she was 22, and 10 years ago had a second back surgery that just did not even make it better but made it worse. But today she's here declaring that she is healed and whole. She walked up and around here without a limp and without
Praise
any pain.
Praise God, after we Terry. Prayed.
Came this morning, he had a pain in his right side. He said, when you were ministering and you pointed and said, healing is yours, he felt something depart from him. The pain is gone.
Glory to God. Yes.
In the chat here on Facebook, the Lord just healed me of flu symptoms. When Brother Copeland said, now do something, now get this. I got out of bed. She was watching in bed. She was so sick. She's been in bed. I got out of bed, and I'm feeling better already. Thank you, Jesus, for my healing.
I injured myself between the L4 and L5, and it's been painful and inflamed for years, ever since, every day, all day, every day. We get into alignment, it would ease, but it's never gone. It's gone.
There you are. There you are. That's the one I was looking for right there. Glory to God. Isn't that wonderful? 2023 will be as exciting as it can be. Now, don't read that incorrectly. He said 2023 will be as exciting as it can be. So it depends on the individual. In faith or not, believing or not, more inflation? Well, the believer gets excited because it's one more opportunity to stand on the Word of God. But it'll be as exciting as it can be, because the Lord is there to make it exciting for you. It will be a time when you will say it and the devil will flee. All around you will begin to rise up like great mountains of victory. And you will stand strong and say, God is on my side in 2023 because he's blessing me. There is a song that I sing to glory called, You're the Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me. She is the love of my life.
In honor and celebration of their 60th wedding anniversary, we are happy to be releasing two of Kenneth Copeland's favorite love songs to sing to his wife, Gloria. When you pick up your brand new CD released by Kenneth Copeland, you'll hear his two beautiful renditions of You're the Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me and Misty. Be inspired when you listen to the songs that help bring one of the most influential couples of their generation together by picking up their newest CD, 60th Wedding Anniversary Love Songs by Kenneth Copeland. Come and celebrate with us by purchasing your very own copy when you scan the QR code or go to kcmorg.us/kcmmusic and ordering your CD today.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. Gloria Copeland recently celebrated a birthday, and we want to say to you, Miss Gloria, how much we love and appreciate you. You are an example to us all on how to live by faith successfully. You're such a blessing, and we want to honor and bless you in this year ahead. Many of you know that Brother Copeland recently recorded two of his all-time favorite love songs to Miss Gloria in honor of their 60th wedding anniversary. The songs are Misty and You're the Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me. God divinely brought them together, and their journey of faith has inspired many to live by faith and walk in love. We wanted to remind you that these songs are available on kcm.org or wherever you stream your music. This week on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Brother Copeland is teaching us that healing is God's will for you, and through Jesus, it belongs to you. To help you go deeper in your study, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to give you this audio series called Healing, It Is Always God's Will. Whether it is healing for your mind or in your body or in the restoration of your relationships, you can take hold of the truth that healing is God's will for you. This series comes on MP3 disc or as a digital download. To request your free copy today, go to kcm.org. Before we leave today, I want to pray for your healing. Just lift up your hands and receive this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed. And if we were healed, then we are healed. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, with our faith, we take hold of healing for our body, for our mind, and for our emotions. And we release the flow of healing in our lives that's going to not only affect us, but it's going to flow through us to be a blessing to others. Thank you for healing us today, Father, in Jesus' name. We'll see you again tomorrow. And remember this, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help you grow spiritually and live in victory every day. Feed your spirit with God's Word. Go to kcm.org.uk. to watch or download the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Read faith-based content in the Believer's Voice of Victory interactive magazine or in our daily devotional, From Faith to Faith. All available to you free. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.